You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Earlier this month, a group of East Bay hairstylists and salon owners gathered outside Flaunt Hair Designs in Pleasanton. They were there to plot ways to convince public health officials to let them open up. And the group agreed to stage a mass hair salon reopening in defiance of stay-at-home orders. The date was set for Monday, August 17th. And KALW Justice reporter Holly J. McDee joins me now to talk about how that went down. So, Holly, what happened yesterday?
So, yesterday, hundreds of salons, as well as tattoo shops and barber shops all around California, they had pledged to reopen in defiance of the stay-at-home orders. And these business owners argue they can reopen safely even if they're in a county on the state's COVID-19 watch list. So, as far as I can tell, a lawyer for the Professional Beauty Federation of California, he told the Mercury News that he believes that thousands of salons have reopened for business yesterday, but they're not all shouting on the rooftops about it.
Mm-hmm. And what were people saying? Who did you talk to?
So I spoke with Christine Palmer, the owner of Flaunt Hair Designs in Pleasanton, and she's the one who organized that planning session of hair salon owners and stylists in her parking lot earlier this month. And so she's really eager to reopen.
Hey, we'll stimulate the economy, and society as a whole will feel a lot better because they won't have gray roots and their hairs won't be in their face.
I mean, I hear that, Holly.
And her daughter is a hairstylist, and the plan before the pandemic was that her daughter would step in and buy the salon, and she could retire and travel the world, and instead, her business has been shut for these last few months.
The current state of things is not really good. We've been without our income since, March 17th? And that's a long time not to have income. Some of us maybe were able to do a PPP loan. Some of us maybe were able to do unemployment. But it doesn't make up for the income we were making and paying our bills on. I have literally lost four hairstylists. So I don't know that my business is going to survive.
August 17th was the date set for a mass day-long reopening in protest. But in the end, Palmer decided not to reopen yesterday.
Why? What happened?
She decided she didn't want to risk the fines or losing her business license. And so instead, what happened was she did open up her shop yesterday, but it was more so for tours, media tours, to get the message out. So she called on reporters to come down. She did invite public officials to come by and see her salon, but she says that none of them showed up. But yes, so when I spoke with her, she gave this analogy comparing the police and public officials to parents.
So the only way to actually convince our parents that we can open safely is to let show them, come in. I am completely compliant. I did not stay out after curfew. I lived up to my curfew, and I'm doing everything I can to show you I can follow your rules.
So then do you think that this will work, what she's saying and what she's doing?
They're certainly trying to get people's attention. There's not really been any signs that Alameda County health officials, for instance, have any plans to allow salons to open up in the county, even outdoors in Alameda County. Reopening is on pause right now because hospitalizations and case numbers are so high in that county. And Palmer argues that her business is in Pleasanton, where right now the number of COVID-19 cases is much, much lower than in places like Oakland and Hayward, where we've seen these really high spikes in cases.
In our county, if we're going to go the numbers game, we're never going to win it. So stop judging us on the entire county's numbers. Put us in a group by yourself and judge us on our numbers. Judge us on our protocols.
So for now, at least, people like Palmer and others are trying to get the attention of public officials so that they don't feel compelled to defy these orders.
Okay. Thanks, Holly. Holly J. McDee is KALW's justice reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.